We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The overall goal is we want law and order.
For 8 years, President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden couldn't get it done.
Black Lives Matter now enjoys almost complete immunity from criticism.
Is America systemically racist?
Of course not.
I have said to the protesters on a number of occasions, you should be wearing masks.
Vote while you're homeschooling. Vote while you're having breakfast. Vote without your pants on.
We gotta, it's just, yeah. But you gotta, I mean.
Yes, that was former Vice President Biden there once again appearing to have lost his train of thought. I know it's highly unusual, but I just wanted you to hear that. Not things not going too swimmingly, except in the polls for Biden right now. He's in the basement and he's leading in the polls, and that's all that matters. So they're going to keep him down there, I think. Hey, coming up, Speaker Tim Jones at about 6:37. Stay tuned for that. We've got Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends at 7:10. And Mark Walters is going to join us today for our 2A Tuesday segment. But first, let's get to Hans.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans joining us this morning, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. How are you, sir?
Mark, I'm doing fine, thanks.
A good big day for the Supreme Court yesterday with what they did and what they chose not to do. Many of us were hoping they would agree to somehow clarify Heller, and they once again punted on that issue.
Yeah, boy, this is like one of the biggest failings of the court in the last 10 years. They had seven cases coming from states all over the place, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, and these were all cases in which either the state had banned high-capacity magazines or so-called assault weapons, or they said, you want a concealed carry permit to defend yourself? Well, you can't do it unless you show that you have a good cause, a good reason for needing a gun, which is like, Mark, the state telling you, well, we know you got a First Amendment right to speak, but we're not going to let you speak and criticize the government unless you got a good reason for doing that.
Wow.
And the court didn't take a single one of these cases. And, you know, what makes this really peculiar is, look, there's what's called a split in the circuit. In other words, the courts of appeal, most of them have ruled that good cause is okay. One or two have said, no, it's not okay. And that's when the Supreme Court is supposed to step in, because it means the law is different in different parts of the country.
Yeah, I saw where Judge Kavanaugh and Judge Thomas were both highly critical of the court.
Yes.
for not doing this. And it would only have taken four votes to have heard one of these, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the fact that I actually think Alito and probably Gorsuch are probably pretty solid on this, at least I would hope so. And the fact that they didn't take the case makes me wonder whether Roberts would not be a solid vote to uphold the Second Amendment, and they didn't take the case because they didn't want bad law coming out of the Supreme Court.
Wow. Yeah, that's a stunning thought. It kind of scares me a little bit that you even bring that up. I mean, that we've seen a lot of questionable decisions, in my opinion, out of the Chief Justice. Yesterday, Neil Gorsuch surprised me with his decision in this discrimination case with LGBTQ, but simply because of the way he arrived at his decision-making process. Maybe you can tell the listeners what textualism is and whether or not he applied it here.
Yeah, and I think people have to divide the policy from the idea of who it is that makes decisions in this country. And the whole problem is the case actually should have been very simple. Look, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act passed in 64, right? And it says in the employment situation, you can't discriminate on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, and sex. Sex was put in there for the simple reason that in 1964, look, employment discrimination against women was blatant and rampant all over the country. And this was intended to stop that. There is no way that, as Justice Alito said in his blistering dissent, there is no way that a single member of Congress, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, who voted for this ever even imagined that the word sex would be used to include sexual orientation or gender identity, which didn't even exist as a concept in 1964.
Right.
And as Kavanaugh said in his dissent, look, this whole case boils down to one issue. Who gets to decide this? A bunch of unelected judges or Congress? And in essence, what Gorsuch did is he rewrote the law.
Yes.
He and Roberts and the other four justices, they rewrote the 64 Act to include sexual orientation and gender identity or transsexuals, rather than leaving it up to Congress to do. Look, there's been a bill introduced in Congress like every year for years to amend the 64 Act to include these two things in it. If the law already included them, why in the world would Congress need to have introduced a bill to try to amend the law?
Well, and what about in those years when Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House? There have been plenty of opportunities for this to be amended, and it has not been amended, which I think is pretty fascinating. And, you know, we've talked a lot about whether or not you have people who are originalists on the court. This is pretty disturbing. I love that you pointed that out. The idea is not for them to legislate from the bench, but to rule on the wording of legislation.
Right. And look, Kavanaugh, in his dissent, I mean, he's got this whole section lauding the lesbian gay community and talking about how hard they've worked, you know, for years over this issue. But he says this wasn't up to the Congress, up to the court to decide. It was up to Congress. So basically with the gun cases and with this case, on one case, we got the Supreme Court totally failing in its duty to resolve a legal issue that only it can resolve. And in the other case, basically turning itself into a super legislature and saying, oh, well, we're going to take on the congressional role and quit being the Supreme Court.
Hans, there are still some big cases pending, right? Some big decisions like DACA?
Yeah, there's all kinds of big decisions, including the DACA case. There's also another case involving churches and two teachers of parochial schools who sued, saying that churches should not have any exemption to these kind of civil rights laws, like the civil rights law that in the case that was just decided yesterday, and a whole series of other cases, all of which are, like I said, are very important, including one, by the way, involving the electors, you know, who
right.
we vote for when we vote in our presidential campaign.
Yeah, very good. Hans, we appreciate the update and your insight into all this. Thank you.
Sir, thanks for having
me. Yes, sir. Hans von Spakovsky, legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation, @HVonSpakovsky on Twitter. And, yeah, fascinating. That whole elector issue, we'll talk about that here in a minute. That's going to be a big one. Remember after Donald Trump was elected, a bunch of people tried to get the electors to vote against him somehow? That's all being decided in the court right now as to whether or not they have the authority to do that. Quick break back right after this.